We now hear from South Dakota Assistant U.S. Attorney R.D. Hurd, who was the chief government attorney in the unsuccessful Wounded Knee prosecution of Dennis Banks and Russell Means.
I have a strong feeling that militant movements sometimes go out and seek issues which cause emotional strain on underlying problems, and this erupts into violence. In other words, the underlying problems on the reservation have been there for a long time. They were there before the American Indian Movement came onto the scene. The militancy of the American Indian Movement, I think, caused an eruption, a violent eruption, in the approach that people take to those problems. I wouldn't want to put the blame on any one group or any group of people for the violence. It's there. It's unfortunate. Our job is to prosecute those who commit the crime, regardless of whether they're American Indian Movement, non-American Indian Movement. We don't really think of it in terms of the American Indian Movement.
Are you saying, in effect, that AIM does not create problems, but in these instances has exposed underlying problems?
Well, what I think I'm saying is this, is that acts of violence and criminal acts are committed by individuals. Now, why an individual might commit a criminal act might be because of the activity of an organization or because of underlying problems, and it's awfully hard to look into individual acts of violence. Most of the violence on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is not the organized kind. It's not a movement type. It's not a demonstration type. It's not like the situation of Wounded Knee itself. It's individual acts of violence between individuals. It's awfully hard to look at those and say this is because of a particular organization or a particular idea.
That conversation with South Dakota prosecutor R.D. Hurd recorded a few days before the Oglala shootings. Another view of life on Pine Ridge and perhaps the context in which the recent shootings took place is provided by South Dakota U.S. Senator James Aberesk.
The Oglala people down at Pine Ridge have been forced onto the reservation. Their method of making a living has been taken away from them, that is hunting. They've been made to depend on government rations, on clothing, on government shelter, which has only reached them part of the time. And at any time that an Indian leader began to emerge, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, of course, wanting to keep the Indians politically weak, then became very adept at factionalizing the Indians. All of that planting has come to harvest now in the mid-1970s, when you see factions down at Pine Ridge, the outlying full-blood villages fighting the mixed-blood village of Pine Ridge. The mixed-bloods control, of course, the reservation and the tribal government and are not responsive in any way to the outlying districts. And that is all caused by the grinding poverty, the resulting factionalism and so on.
Would you say as well that besides the mixed-bloods, full-bloods, that it breaks down along economic lines as well on Pine Ridge?
Well, that's where the economic lines come from. The government money that is put onto Pine Ridge, that part of it that even gets to the Indian people is swallowed up for the most part by those in control of the government at Pine Ridge, and that is the mixed blood faction.
And this would be Tribal Chairman Dick Wilson?
And his people, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What is the answer at this point? There has been recently a terrible rash of violence which culminated in June with the shooting of two FBI agents and the shooting of an Indian, all three of whom died.
Well, for example, in 1974, there were 23 murders of Indians committed on the Pine Ridge Reservation. So far in 1975, not including the two FBI agents and the one Indian, there were 14 murders committed, and most of those were Indians.
Are most of these also unsolved?
All of them are unsolved, to my knowledge. I don't know of any that's been solved nor investigated. Perhaps they have been, but I haven't heard of the investigation. But at any rate, you ask, I guess what your question is, what is the answer to it? I'm not sure that I know. There were some Indian people who just met with me just before you came along who suggested partitioning the Pine Ridge Reservation along the lines of full blood versus mixed blood so that they could at least run their own government in the way that they want to do it. I don't know if that's the answer, but that's one thing to explore.
Senator Aberesk also told me that he has appealed to President Gerald Ford for intervention to help stem the ongoing reservation violence.